There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Okay, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Thursday, little Friday, Friday Eve, however you want to look at it. And it's pretty good for the weekend ahead, the extended weekend ahead, at least on the rain side. It's going to be hot, but then again, it's early September on the Gulf Coast. These things happen. But Dr. Bill calls for a lot less in the way of showers and also pretty dry conditions as you head to the southern part of Mobile County and the southern part of Baldwin County, and that's going to be of interest to my next guest and buddy, Andy Andrews, who's joining us to talk about a whole bunch. I want to talk life with Andy. I also want to talk about the new book release. Thanks for being on.
Buddy, it's an honor to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's always good to have our conversations here, and I know we're going to talk about the book out in stores now, so I mean, people know The Noticer and The Noticer Returns, but now a new story in the mix.
Yeah, Just Jones. It's the third in the Noticer series. The book stands alone. You can actually read this one first if you want to, because it contains some of the backstory. But this, Jones is back, and he's in Orange Beach. And so you're going to recognize a ton of people, a ton of places. And this is a book. I'm really proud of this one, Sean. This is a book that has a lot of hope in it. It has a lot of direction for peace, and it's also very funny, and it's a mystery, and I think you're really going to enjoy it.
Well, I can't wait to. I love the fact that you're such a good ambassador for us here at home, you know, and in this case, telling the story and letting people see the backdrop of South Baldwin County and Orange Beach in that. And I mean, you're a writer, obviously you're a very, very famous speaker and consultant out there, but let's talk a little bit about the life of Andy Andrews, somebody who has, you have your roots here in Alabama, but part of your job, man, is to travel around, talk to folks in other places. How's that been in 2020?
Not anymore. Yeah, I mean, when this happened, when the pandemic started, obviously, every speaking engagement I had was canceled. And so, you think, well, at least I have books. And then Amazon said, yeah, we're not going to ship any books, and we're not going to restock our shelves. We're going to, have only essential products. And I, they didn't buy my whining that my books were essential. So, so for a while now, they're back to doing it now. But and we had just opened a studio, and I'm like, seriously, okay. So now I'm paying a lease on this too. So, but it's turned out to be, a fun thing. I'm sitting in the studio right now. We've got a studio down at the Wharf in Orange Beach, and sometime this month they're going to open the outside part of this, where I've got, it's kind of a museum in a way. I've got a lot of my historical things that I've collected over the years. I've got a lot of the memorabilia from the Andy Griffith Show and Winston Churchill's whiskey decanters, and just a lot of crazy stuff like that. And we'll have my books here, but the studio is like right in the middle. It's a big glass booth, and people can come in and watch us work.
You're making me jealous here. I mean, we got the glass front studio here, but I mean, you've got one at the wharf, people can come see inside your Hall of Oddities, of Andy's Oddities.
That's a great thing. That is a great way to put it. Because my wife, you know, I've had this stuff in my office forever, and my wife goes, oh, my gosh, yeah, this is just crazy. But I think that is a good Hall of Oddities.
Don't get me in trouble with the business.
Wisdom
Don't.
Harbor Studios and Andy's Hall of Oddities.
Well, you have a big arrow pointing up there where people can go and check it out. And so you said the writing part of it, and I can't imagine, like, thinking about you, a friend of mine, Cam Marston, other folks I know that are from here, they're homeboys and girls, but they do their job by speaking to groups all over the country. I mean, you're famous. You've spoken to so many groups and so many places out there. That gets shut down with no certainty of coming back online, right? I mean, it wasn't like, okay, Andy, it's shut down, but by this date, y'all will be back to working.
Right. Yeah, right.
How do you deal with that? That's what you do, man, and it's shut down.
Well, here's the thing. And you know, in one way, everybody's affected, right? I mean, I'm no different from anybody else in that it affects what I do. But I think that we down here on the Gulf Coast, you know, Mobile, this whole Bay Area, the coast, we have an advantage that other people do not have. And I'll tell you what it is. We have, and this is what Jones would say to me. He would say, you have a perspective that other people do not have. Because perspective, you know, if you ask somebody, okay, what is perspective? Most people say, well, it's, you know, how you see things. It's like, do you see the glass half empty or do you see it half full? But Jones would say, well, it's more than that. Because it's not just how you see things, it's how you choose to see things. Because the glass is what it is. I mean, the level of liquid in the glass doesn't change. But how you see it will send a person, you know, send people in opposite directions. Because, you know, glass half empty people, you know, they don't get promoted. You know, we don't want to be around glass half empty people. And we don't want to follow glass half empty. But glass half full people, they do get promoted. They get put in leadership positions. They get hired. They have more opportunities. They have friends that want to be around them. And so down here, because of some things that have happened, we have a different perspective. You know, there are people all over the country might look and they see a hurricane. You know, when Hurricane Ivan hit down here, you know, people all over the country are going, my God, everybody is devastated. This is the worst thing that can happen for everybody. Well, not for everybody.
Right.
I mean, Home Depot was doing pretty good. We had friends who were roofers that made more money in the following 3 or 4 years than they would have made in the rest of their lives put together. With the oil spill, there were people all over the country saying this will last for a generation. And there were a few people who just like closed their businesses and left. You know, they said this will be forever. Okay, but there were some people who made some bad choices during that time, but there were also people who said, okay, what can we make of this? And so there were tons of like charter boat guys who said, you know, this oil spill, we can't go fishing, and there's people coming down here that are wanting to see the oil for some reason, and the National Guard's keeping them off the beach. And so some of these guys started running environmental tours. You know, they'd charge $20 and load their boat and, you know, drive down and go, if you'll look to the right, you'll see some oil. Over on the left, there's oil. And up ahead, we're going to see some oil. And those eventually became the dolphin tours. Because they're like, this is great. We weather doesn't affect us. We don't have to spend a zillion dollars on fuel. And so we have learned down here to choose the perspective of looking for something different to happen. And do you know, in my life, I have no speaking engagements. And yet, because I am able to do this stuff online, I mean, there were a lot of companies that could not afford to bring me in. But now, mm-hmm. I can dramatically lower my price and stay at home and have more business. Is that weird?
It's a strong and grand perspective on things, Andy. It's good. It's good. It's opening up a new audience to you by the situation we're in. I'm going to run to the news break. Coming right back, we'll talk more with Andy about life and Jess Jones, the most recent book, the new book that you can go out. If you've read The Noticer or The Noticer Returns, you got to read this one. Even if you haven't, Andy says you can pick this one up and read it first. All right, coming right back, more of our conversation with Andy Andrews right here on Midday Mobile.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back. It is FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, talking to Andy Andrews, best-selling author, speaker, even in these days, internationally known speaker, and a homeboy as well from the glass-walled studios at Andy Andrews Museum of Oddities at the Wharf. Continue our See, it's catchy. You like it, right?
That's true. Yeah. Hall of Oddities.
Hall of Oddities. I think hall's even better than music, because museum, there's probably some legal definition of that. So let's just Hall of Oddities.
Yeah, Ripley's has already got the Believe It or Not. Yeah. And then in Russia, it's Believe It or Else. So.
And if people are looking right now, I'm sure, to buy the new book online, or hopefully they can, where can they find the book?
Yeah, it's at, you know, any bookstore. I mean, locally, Page and Palette, Books a Million, they've got Barnes & Noble, and of course, Amazon. And hey, I tell you what, Sean, I've got a gift I would like to give your listeners. Anybody who orders this book or buy it, it comes out Tuesday, and so you can go ahead and order it on Amazon right now. They'll probably go ahead and send it because they have them. Anybody who gets this book, just take a picture of your receipt or a screenshot and send it to Andy@andyandrews.com, and I have a 4-hour audio program. It's called Becoming a Noticer, and it's totally different from the book. It's like a seminar kind of thing, but a funny one. And it's like a learning experience. And it's 4 hours. It's about a new perspective, creating fertile ground, reinventing your relationships, discovering purpose, and above and beyond. And I will send that to you for free. Just buy the book and send us a screenshot or a picture of the receipt to Andy@andyandrews.com, or direct message me on any of the social media platforms, and we will give you that 4-hour audio program for free. iTunes sells it for $50-something, and so you can have it.
Wow.
Have this for free.
That's the best deal. That's in my price range.
Yeah, I know. I'm always perking up at that word too.
Yeah, and tell folks, you know, we've talked about this in the past, and of course that's the name of the first and second book, referencing the Noticer. What is a Noticer, Andy?
You know, the old man Jones, and you know my story, Sean. When I was 19, my parents died, and both in the same year, and you know, I made some bad moves, and it took me a couple of years to do it, but I eventually ended up homeless before that was even a word. And I lived for a time under the Gulf State Park pier. You know, when I travel, I always say I lived under a pier on the Gulf Coast, but people around here know the pier I lived under. And, you know, at that time, it was a concrete slab. I was over there looking at it the other day. They haven't opened it yet, haven't opened the new pier. But nobody will ever sleep under it anymore because it's wood. And so it's not going to be dry under that part. But that's where I met this old guy. His name was Jones, and not Mr. Jones, just Jones, which is how we titled this book. But he would say, you know, that I'm a noticer. He said, you know, when God was passing out the talents, I didn't get cool ones. I can't run fast. I can't sing great. But I notice little things that make a difference in people's lives. And those little things create perspective and give them a new breath, a fresh start. And so the stories have been about him. And now, you know, I read somebody else's description of the book the other day, and it said a phone call in the middle of the night in Orange Beach, Alabama, brings news that readers have been waiting for 7 years. Jones is back in town, and apparently the old man is in jail. And that is how it kind of starts. You know, I get a phone call in the middle of the night because I'm a character in this book, you know, and I'm like, what? It's laugh out loud funny in places. And it's peopled by people that you guys know, that everybody knows, in places that you know. So
I like
Jones
that.
Ends up with, he has a five and dime at the wharf.
Okay. Uh-huh.
It's one of those kind of places where, you know, whatever anybody wants in there, they seem to be able to find it. And they end up with a big table in there, people having coffee conversations every morning there, and it starts drawing a crowd. And so these conversations, it's pretty amazing. And my favorite character, I just got to tell you this, my favorite character in the book besides Jones is a 13-year-old kid. His name's Oliver Sutherland. He's a redhead. And everybody in town loves this kid, but they think he's getting away with a lot. But they don't really know what a lot is because they can't catch him at anything. But there are pranks being pulled on the town, and these pranks are ramping up. And so it's part of the big climax of the whole storyline, how these pranks ramp up into one big, you know, Olympic thing.
Well, yes, and to the dramatic tension of the story. I want to circle back to something we talked about as well, and this is your messaging, your positive messaging, and your open-mindedness to change has been refreshing. And even in a time that your particular profession took a punch to the face here, not being able to be speaking at engagements elsewhere, you figured out another way to do it, and you said that has been well received. And I think what's exciting about that to me, from where I'm sitting, and correct me, but that means there's a lot more people that get to hear you probably speak than in the past when it was just some of these big events that you could only put so many people in, right?
Yeah, it was kind of an odd frustration of mine that as my, you know, what we laughingly refer to as my career, as that evolved, and the speakers' bureaus would raise the price and raise the price, you know, it kind of got to the point where there were a lot of people that couldn't bring me in, a lot of companies that I couldn't work with. And you know, my mission is to help people. I mean, my mission is to help people live the lives they would live if they knew how to do it. And that's my mission. And to take, you know, so many people out of the mix is just like frustrating for me. And so amazingly, when this happened, you know, you always got to look around. You got to say, hey, this, you know, some people are going to think this is the worst thing, but there's opportunity. If you can become valuable, if you can create value for other people in whatever you do, and I know what I can do to create value, but amazingly, dramatically lowering the price and staying at home has turned out better for me than going on the road. I can work with so many more people, you know, online with, you know, video conferencing, Zoom calls, and I work with companies every day.
Yeah, I think that's a message for what you're doing for all of us out there trying to navigate this new world. Remind folks once again the website and the name of the new book.
Yeah, I'm AndyAndrews.com. And the new book is Just Gems. Sometimes a thing seems impossible until it is actually done. But Just Gems, and if you get it in September. And anytime in September, just direct message me on any social media platform and send a picture or Andy@AndyAndrews.com, and I'll send you.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
All right, 136 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. You know, the Labor Day weekend looks pretty darn good in south parts of the county here, and pretty dry, of course hot, but it's early September. Although, you know what we didn't get? I'm listening, and I'm actually here in the station when Dr. Bill is talking to Dan and Dalton. I need to just come busting up in here to find out when we get our little cool front surprise. You know, over the years, we've gotten in late August or early September, you get like, it's not a real cold front, but it's like you get a couple days, a day and a half or two of like some drier, cooler air, like a harbinger that one day October will arrive, you know, that thing. Well, we hadn't gotten that yet this year, so I'm hoping for that. So we'll have to get more tomorrow morning. We'll get a weekend weather scale as well from Dr. Bill Williams. That'll be during Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig, part of the 8-hour block of live local talk that's happening every weekday here at FM Talk 106.5, starting off with Dan and Dalton and, of course, the Jeff Poor Show for 3 hours, and then right here, this show, Midday Mobile until 2 when the Paul Feinbaum Show comes on. Hey, I want to say congratulations to Ann Morgan. Ann Morgan Moorhead, the winner of this week's FM Talk 106.5 Fish and Photo Contest, brought to you by Sportsman's Marine. Good work. Y'all gotta go check out the picture on our Facebook page. Nice amberjack. Nice amberjack, Ann Morgan. That's fantastic. So, congratulations to Ann Morgan, and this starts a new week. So, if you hadn't been following this, so Ann Morgan has won a FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Team Dry Fit shirt. Got the speckled trout and snapper on it, our logo. It's a long sleeve dry fit, great fishing shirt, great just outside shirt. They dry fast. They're really pretty darn sharp, I would say myself. And you can win one just like folks have been doing for the last 9 weeks, because we've started a new week now. We've taken the Etch-A-Sketch and shaken it over there at Facebook, so it's a new week to work with. Our week in this contest goes Thursday to Thursday. So as of today, it's a new week. You post your favorite fishing picture up. It could be you in it. It could be the kids in it. It could be your ex-brother-in-law. I don't care who's in the picture. Your fishing picture there that you took, or somebody, not a professional picture. Put it up and then get the most number of likes by soliciting your friends and family and anybody out there on Facebook to go over there and like your picture. And the picture that gets the most likes each week wins that FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Team shirt. I think, are we the only? Yeah, that'd be right. The only probably station in the nation for sure around here that has a Fishing Team t-shirt for the radio station. But we're different in so many ways. So yeah, you can get that FM Talk shirt by winning the contest. First thing you do, Facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. You'll see it, what we call, I think, in the biz, pinned to the top. It's the top item up on our Facebook page. You'll see the pictures there, and you'll see the past winners, their pictures in the collage that Leanna has done. And then right below that is where you would put your picture in for this week's contest. And then this time next week, maybe we'll be saying your name and you'll be winning that t-shirt. So once again, FM Talk 106.5 on Facebook. Go there, and then you'll see the post, and underneath there you just Load up your picture there. The Fish and Photo Contest brought to you by Sportsman's Marine and Morgan. Congratulations on that amberjack and on winning this week's contest. All right, good luck for next week, y'all. Yes, so I had a friend on my friend of mine on my regular text line on my phone just send me this, and it's all over my to-do for this segment. The earthquake, and Dalton's going to get a laugh here in a second. So, reported in a magnitude 4.0 earthquake centered about 8 miles south of Bruton, down towards, I think, Flemington, down there. USGS story from Fox10TV.com says the USGS, so the United States Geological Society, or service, not society, service, has reduced the magnitude now to a 3.8. So they're backing off the 4.0. They said it was centered just east of Flemington near Pollard, Alabama, just north of the Florida state line. Just remember that part because this goes back to something we've talked about in the past. Earthquake occurred 10:07 a.m. local time and was 6.2 miles deep. This is a developing story, and we'll have more information as it becomes available. Okay, so this number one, I'm going to tell y'all, if you want to hear more about Gulf Coast earthquakes, to start checking out our podcast page, fmtalk1065.com. Click the podcast tab, and I think if you look at Earthquake or Dr. Alex Beebe, and it's B-E-E-B-E, you'll find past interviews, because this has been a thing last couple years. Hey, Dalton, by the way, within seconds of seeing that story, I sent Alex an email, so hopefully we'll have him on the show either by the end of this hour or on tomorrow's show. He works at the University of South Alabama, talks earthquakes with us. And that area where this, around Flemington, this is not the first one in that area. It's been like Flemington, Bruton, down to Jay, Florida. Just that area has been where we get these earthquakes from. I mean, it's maybe, you know, you'd say it's, I don't know, it's a 50-mile circle, maybe, something like that. That area seems to be where we've gotten the reports over the last few years on these earthquakes. And there are absolutely fault lines here in our area. As Dr. Beebe's talked with us in the past about, they're not as, if I get this correct, they're not as prevalent at the surface as they are 6 miles deep or so like this. And that's where we get these earthquakes from. But a 3.8 even is, you know, they backed it from 4.0 to 3.8, but that's still... this is probably bigger than the ones we have reported on in the past. So hopefully we'll have Dr. Beebe on to talk about that. But yeah, a whole lot of shaking going on. Any folks in Flemington checking in? I see people on Twitter talking about it. Anybody give me a firsthand account? Did it rattle the glass in the curio cabinet? Could you feel the earthquake? Bruton folks? Anybody south of there? Could you? Folks in Atmore? I know we got folks in Atmore that call in a good bit. Did y'all feel any of this? Let us know, and hopefully we'll find out more about this either, like I said, at the end of the hour, this hour, or tomorrow on the station when we round up the people that know a lot more about the earthquakes in our area than I do, and that have doctor in front of their name. All right. The Treasury Department story. Let me get that here before we go to the news. TheHill.com, this came up maybe 30 minutes ago over at TheHill.com. Treasury Secretary, so that's Mnuchin, has sanctioned six companies over the sales of petrochemicals from Iran. Listen to this. Treasury Department today announced sanctions against six companies for their support of a petrochemical firm that does business with Iran. Six firms based in China, Iran, and the UAE, United Arab Emirates, were sanctioned for doing business with Trilliance. Or is it Trilliance? I can't, without my glasses here. Trilliance, I think, which also sounds, Trilliance Petrochemical Company, which also sounds like a front for bad guys in a James Bond movie. It's a Hong Kong-based broker that has paid millions of dollars for Iranian petrochemicals, crude oil, and petroleum products. The company was designated by the Treasury Department in January, said the Iranian regime uses revenue from petrochemical sales to continue its financing of terrorism and destabilizing foreign agenda. The Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, said today the Trump administration remains committed to targeting those contributing to Iran's attempts to evade U.S. sanctions by facilitating the illicit sale of Iranian petroleum products around the world. State Department's also issuing sanctions against five entities for knowingly engaging in a significant transaction for the purchase, acquisition, sale, transport, marketing of petroleum or petroleum products from Iran. Three executive officers of sanctioned entities are also being penalized. Okay, so Trump administration has made a tough stance on Iran, a focal point of Mideast policy, most recently announcing its plans to notify the UN of its intentions to restore virtually all sanctions on Iran that were lifted under the Obama-era Iran deal. Trump withdrew from the United States from the Iran nuclear agreement back in May of 2018. So I guess there are people here that, surprise, surprise, were dealing in Iranian petroleum. Shouldn't be a surprise that there's somebody out there in the marketplace that at the right price probably will risk that and buy that. So there it is. So that came out today, sanctions. Now, the six companies, it'll mess up their business doing business here in the States with this sanction coming from the Treasury Department, but I don't think any of them are based in, I'll have to check, but I don't think any of them are based here in the United States, right? So if they're overseas entities, we can tell them they were very, very bad and we're upset, but there's not much we can do about it other than not do business with them here. So just a story there on, I know with coronavirus, I know with the upcoming election, I know with earthquakes in Flemington, it's hard to remember what back in 2019 was a huge story, and that was clashes with the Iranians. Remember that? Have y'all forgotten about that? The drone and the ships and rockets fired and what happened to our men and women there in Iraq from an Iranian attack? Remember all that? That was real big news before a virus, huh? It's still out there. The virus and the Iranians. All right, 146, get an update from our news partners at WKRG, and then we're coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, coming to a computer near you to benefit Gillette's and the Houndstooth and bars to be named later in Tuscaloosa. It's Bar Aid. Stay at your home and make a donation for every beer you drink to be able to give. What do you think? Bar Aid? Bar Aid. Something coming up. All right, 152 FM Talk 106.5. It's this show, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. One of 8 hours in a row of live local talk every weekday morning here. By the way, 52 hours a week of local programming coming from the studio. You can grab a la carte podcast of those hours by going to fmtalk1065.com and clicking the podcast tab, or better yet, subscribe at iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn Radio or Spotify. Where Dalton, okay, God bless. This kills me because I got another day of shows because I really want to talk about some hairstyle tips and some Speaker Pelosi. I also want to talk about this Facebook banning political ad thing. But speaking of Spotify, and by the way, you can get our podcast on Spotify. So did you see the story where they're editing out? So Joe Rogan, podcaster Joe Rogan, he inks this big deal with Spotify to carry his content. So Spotify, in their, I guess they're moving the content from Facebook or elsewhere and moving it on to Spotify, decides to not transfer some of these interviews, these long-form podcast interviews and videos that go with it for the Joe Rogan Experience podcast out there. So, and I think the biggest one in the nation, I think it's probably, isn't it the biggest? Let me use this name because there's a bunch of names on the list of conservative talkers that have been on with Joe Rogan that were banned when they have not chosen to put them on the platform, even though Spotify is paying all this money to move these podcasts on the platform to get people to sign up for Spotify, right? I mean, I know what it is. I have not signed up for Spotify, but if that's where I have to go to get Joe Rogan's show, I'll go there because I'm a fan. Let's pick this name because this is somebody you know that I go round and round with folks that believe everything that came out of this guy's mouth. He used to have a lot more affiliates out there. He is either the best performance artist ever or he's berserko nuts, but he has a right to speak, and that's Alex Jones, right? I mean, I have the biggest, like, fighting the conspiracy theories of Alex Jones person ever, but he has the right to speak. And he and other people have been on Joe. Spotify took him off. Here's what's going to happen. Spotify sees this, I think, as just any other crazy podcast for the kids and doesn't realize what made Joe Rogan's brand so strong. I think they're going to, in spending the money to pay him, they're going to absolutely put something in the punch bowl here on the whole thing. I really do. I think they don't get it. This big company's, you know, worried about offending people, whatever group du jour is going to be offended, and they're trying to use kid gloves like that to add in the content of Rogan, and I think it's going to be a big mistake on their part. Big mistake. Yes, it's deplatform. It's all that stuff we've talked about before, and banning, you know, conservative voices out there. Listen, I picked Alex Jones because that's one out of this list of people that got to get removed from. But this guy that I am constantly going, what a berserker guy or superior performance artist Alex Jones is. But he needs to have the right to be there on the show with Rogan. That Spotify would be so worried that somebody would, listen to the show by mistake and have their, they have to clutch their pearls? Give me a break. Somebody would have to, let's think about this. Spotify removing Jones and like five or six other conservative talkers that will go on with Rogan, they've removed this. So here's the process. If they're so fearful of that conservative message there, somebody would have to sign up. So this new person out there that they're going to protect from these awful thoughts out there, they would have to sign up for Spotify, right? Go find that Rogan podcast. Choose the Rogan podcast and go to that episode. How many levels in between somebody just stumbling upon that, which I don't have a problem with that either. But there are many layers of the onion to get there, to get to this podcast with, God forbid, because his other podcast will be up there. You know, Jack Dorsey and the, you know, the Twitter folks and liberal people that talk with him all the time. I want the liberal people on there too. I want all the voices. You have to have Spotify remove conservative people that have been on the show with Joe Rogan, because somebody might, I guess, trip and fall into an episode that might shock the sensibility of some group out there that might protest and march around the front of other Spotify offices, wherever that would be. All right. Well, we'll rant about this tomorrow. And I think the way this Pelosi thing is going, Speaker Pelosi and the getting her hair did, is going to continue, because now the denial of, it says Pelosi's hairstylist claims through a lawyer that the salon owner okayed the Dems' visit. Pelosi saying she was set up, like this was some haircut setup. I mean, once again, I've said this for Republicans and Democrats and independents. If you just say, hey, I screwed up, that wasn't good, you move on. When you start this crawfishing, I'm smelling blood. I'm seeing smoke on this. And then tomorrow on the show, we will dive into it. You'll probably hear more about it later on today on the station. Facebook is going to ban new political ads the week before Election Day to fight misinformation. Now, they're not banning them completely, like Spotify and some of the Rogan podcast, but Facebook is banning all new political advertisements during the one-week period before the general election, that's November 3rd, with hopes of limiting misinformation on its platform. So, if you got to, it's going to be, got to 1 week, and then no new ads. So, whatever last-minute surprises will come 1 week out, at least on Facebook. Right, Paul Feinbaum show on the way next. By the way, tomorrow on the show, it is happening against my best judgment. Those, you know, Brock's Candy that makes candy corn, they've made Thanksgiving food flavored candy corn and released it tasting like gravy and cranberry and turkey and dressing. Got two bags of them in here, and Leanna has decided we're all going to try some tomorrow at the beginning of Midday Mobile. So pray for us.